Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. My name is Molly McLaughlin, and I own a company that optimizes sleep through technology, accountability, and behavioral change. Each week, I'll be interviewing world-class experts ranging from doctors, innovators, and thought leaders to give actionable tips and strategies that you can implement to become a more skillful sleeper. Let's jump into your dose of practical sleep training. Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. Today's guest is going to help fill us in and enlighten us around HeartMath, which is a training program that's been around for over 25 years. And essentially what it does is help people to be able to influence their heart rhythms. And what comes out of that, as we learn more from the guest, is this ability to influence and calm our nervous system and presumably improve our overall emotional well-being. And of course, the reason we're having them on the show today is because a lot of reports of when practicing this regularly, people seeing benefits with their sleep from that place. So a little bit about our guest. Dr. Deborah Rosman is a behavioral psychologist with 30 years of experience in wellness, performance, and behavioral change. For nearly two decades, she has helped to develop and oversee HeartMath training programs. The programs are designed to facilitate individuals in creating a deeper heart connection in ways that can empower them to reduce stress, build their resilience, and create a more heart-connected world at home, work, or with clients and patients. Now, Deborah is the president of HeartMath and the co-author, along with HeartMath founder, for Transforming book series, and the five title series includes Transforming Stress, Transforming Anger, Transforming Stress and Anger and Anxiety, and Transforming Depression. Passionate about exploring the heart's intelligence, Deborah is committed to helping educate more people about the role that the heart plays in wellness, increasing performance, and in our personal fulfillment. And welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. I'm really excited to dive in with my guest today. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to contribute to anything that can help people sleep better.
Oh, absolutely. Good. Well, then we are very much aligned. And I know you have a story that is really connected, and you're working with this company that is very much in the business of helping people to be able to tap into that parasympathetic response, tap into their biofeedback, and as a consequence of that, really help improve sleep. So I'd love to hear more about your story and how you got aligned with this company.
Well, my background years ago is a behavioral psychologist, and I always knew when I was working with people and also in terms of my own inner growth work that the heart, going to your heart, listening to your heart, distinguishing what your heart is from your wishes or desires or pulls or attachments was really important for any healing process or for managing life or regulating our reactions. To maintain emotional poise, it wasn't going to be in the head, it was going to be in the heart. And so when I met the founder of HeartMath, Doc Childrey, in the late 80s, and he said that he wanted to research how the heart, brain, nervous system work together to help people self-empower and how that affects stress, because he first saw a huge increase of stress, which of course has happened and is still happening. And we all know that stress that isn't released actually can keep us awake at night, and we can have mind loops, and that goes on. We don't get restful sleep. We can't fall asleep, or we wake up thinking about the worry that we fell asleep with, and all these things are very draining. So when we started our HeartMath Institute to research that, I came on board as a researcher, but also as a psychologist to be able to test our various learnings with people. And long story short, the correlation between accumulated stress reactions, even if you think, well, I'm not stressed right now, but what it does in your body, how it affects your body's inner rhythms, is key to being able to reboot your inner operating system and be able to reset your sleep rhythms. And that is just a foundational root cause of a lot of sleep issues when people, you do all the right things, like we hear what sleep hygiene is, but this can often be the missing link.
Very powerful. And for those people that are not familiar with the product of HeartMath and what are the many products at HeartMath, but what they can do and how this actually looks and what it pulls, what it's measuring, the kind of 101 of it. If you could share a little bit about what that looks like. I mean, I remember first hearing about HeartMath about, I would say for me, it was around like 8 years ago, and knowing even then that it was an established, it had a kind of piece of biofeedback understanding. And yet I got to test with it more recently and have just been loving the experience of how subtle the what it can pick up on, even if I might not be aware of that I am a bit out of coherence or that things are not functioning as well as they might have been the day before or something, and what I can do to get back into alignment. So share with us more about what this all looks like and what it is measuring.
Sure. When we started our research, we found that the strongest oscillating system in the body, the rhythmic beating of the heart, stronger than our gut brain, as people call it, or stronger than the electrical activity in our head brain. And it affects how we think, feel, and perceive. And that is very new to most people. When we feel loving, caring, calm, appreciative, the heart beat rhythm, the heart rate rhythm is very smooth and ordered like a sine wave. And that signal is sent through the vagal nerve to the brain, to the emotional memory center, the amygdala, the thalamus that synchronizes or desynchronizes cortical function, all the way to the frontal lobes. And when we're feeling that love or harmony or care, connection, the whole body's rhythms are like an orchestra playing in harmony, and we feel harmonious. We feel that. Although a lot of people these days have a hard time finding that feeling because we're so dysregulated. Now, there is hope. When we're feeling frustrated, anxious, worried, overcaring, stressed, impatient, what happens is the parasympathetic nervous systems are not in balance. They're like fighting each other, speeding up, trying to parasympathetic, trying to slow it down. And our heart rate rhythm on a graph, when we're hooked up to a heart rate rhythm, HRV, heart rate variability sensor, looks very jagged and irregular because it's you're seeing the two branches of the autonomic nervous system fighting each other. That signal is sent from the heart through the vagal nerve to the brain, which goes, oh my gosh, stress, the body's in stress. And the brain, being this incredible computer, goes into fight, flight, freeze response, whichever it determines is appropriate. And so we build a stress habit, and then that feeds back to the heart, which speeds it up. That changes our hormones, it changes our whole digestion and our sleep rhythms. So as the heart rhythm goes, so goes our metabolic rhythms related to weight management, so goes our sleep rhythm. The body's rhythms get disrupted. So to answer your question, we said, wow, this is important. It was published first in the American Journal of Cardiology as a breakthrough showing the critical link between emotions and the physical heart way back in 1995. And after years of this big lab equipment we were testing people on and developing training programs to help people shift rhythm, reset, reboot their operating system in the moment, we actually developed a portable device that people could see what's happening themselves, a consumer device, and there's one for health professionals too, where it's called the Inner Balance. You have one. You just You can hold it up and show it to people.
Yes, absolutely.
Pulse sensor that clips to your ear, and then you just clip it onto your shirt, the pod of it, the base unit, and you use your mobile phone app or tablet app, which is the app is free, called Inner Balance. And you see what your heart rate variability rhythm looks like. It's the pattern of it. Very, very advanced algorithm. So that, just like you said, you can see the nuances when you're using the HeartMath technique called quick coherence to get into that beautiful sine wave coherent waveform, which reflects the harmony. It trains you. We call it the inner balance trainer. How you can feel and find that rhythm shows you when you're in it. It's called the coherent rhythm. And then as you practice it, you build a reference point inside, like, oh, I see. Because yes, love, care, gratitude all bring you into that rhythm. But if you're just thinking love, care, gratitude, and you're not actually feeling it in the real meaningful attitude of it, the heart rate variability won't change. So to change the rhythm, we have to change our heart, change our feelings, change our thoughts. And it trains you really quickly. People within a few weeks, sometimes just in a day or two, find that they have reset their rhythms and they can get a good night's sleep, or if they wake up, they can fall back to sleep because of the techniques you use to make that shift out of a stress rhythm into a coherent rhythm is what's doing it. It's you doing it. It's the technique for the shift, and the technology, the heart rhythm biofeedback, shows you. So it's not only just a heart rate monitor, a heart rate rhythm monitor, it's actually a coherence monitor showing you and analyzing how much synchronization or coherence is in your heart rhythm. And then there's guides and tools and training to how to shift that, techniques, and you build upon that. So there's a course that we have called Heart Math Solution Better Sleep that goes with this inner balance sensor that people have had tremendous results with, including, like you had mentioned before when we were talking, the U.S. Navy. There was a whole group of soldiers, young people with PTSD in Kandahar, in Afghanistan, and they were using this in the, they call them the stress tents, and they were able to get off their sleep medication. So wow. Again, it's not like it's magic. It's going to the root cause of a lot of sleep disruptions, sleep disorders, which has to do, your rhythm's out of whack because right. Whatever.
Right. No, absolutely. And it is interesting too, how even by, it's not as if you're overtly saying, speaking to sleep specifically, but to your point, it's that root cause. It's getting in at that training on that moment to moment to moment when we do get into that frazzled state, when all that variability from a place of that rhythm is out of alignment. And then by training ourselves, that can make such a difference. I love that. So what are some of the things that people can anticipate if they do begin testing out something like this? So getting, they're new to biofeedback to a degree like this, or certainly with this product, what are some of the things that they might see for themselves as they begin this, and how much time should they expect to be dedicating to this to get that real impact? Is it something 5 minutes, 20 minutes? Can you not measure it like that? Just for those people that are kind of on the fence of how much time they can devote, what do you recommend?
That's a great question. The great news is it doesn't take that long to reset your rhythm.
Yeah.
At all. In fact, we do it throughout the day without knowing it. You look at a picture on your desk of your child or your spouse or your significant other or your puppy dog, and it puts a smile on your face and you feel a little uplift. That was probably, if we had you hooked up to our inner balance HRV sensor, it would show, oh, there's some coherence coming into your rhythm. It's that instantaneous. Yes. And then let's say you get that email and you really want to do a flame email back and you start on it because it bumped something, you didn't like it. If you were hooked up, you would immediately see your heart rhythm pattern go chaotic and jagged like an earthquake, directly reflecting how you feel inside, whether you're conscious of it or not. So one of the first things it does is you start working with it. And we just recommend 5 minutes a day. And then if you have a sleep for stress management, you have to be able to become self-aware of what's going on in your thoughts and feelings. But then you know you can use the inner balance to come back to emotional poise and balance by shifting your heart rhythm. And there's a quick coherence technique, means you can do it in less than a minute once you've learned the technique. And you start to feel the shift inside. And it's amazing to go, wow, I'm in control of this. Most people think emotions just happen to them. They don't realize they actually can become self-aware and regulate and not have to go down into a downward spiral. And the technology really helps you see when you're headed that way and then what to do about it right in the moment. So people can use it learn the technique, use it with the technique to refine your practice, get more coherence. It has fun gamification in there to increase your coherence.
Yes, definitely.
You can journal what works. You can note your history. There's guides in there that help you. In fact, one of them is a improve your sleep guide. But there's guides for all sorts of things, and use it for meditation to get right into that meditative state quickly instead of running around in your mind and trying to relax when you can't. So it takes you right there because, again, we're talking about let's go right to the core of the heart center and let's be able to reset the rhythm. You'll start to notice changes potentially in weight management because your metabolic rhythm changes. You'll notice changes in how you are intuitive because the heart-brain synchronize and you have more of a bigger picture perspective, as well as changes in the circadian rhythm, which affects the sleep rhythm, and in cortisol, which is a stress hormone that there's too much of that, it's going to keep you awake. By learning to regulate really the autonomic nervous system, it helps you shift the emotional feeling state and the heart rhythm, and it has a global impact. That's why it's being used by the military, by hospitals, by people in all sorts of occupations, police, firemen, first responders, and just ordinary people like you and me who need it. You know, with the depression and the stress and the anxiety going on right now, it's harder to sleep in today's world than it ever used to be because it's harder to get our rhythms back in sync than it ever used to be.
Absolutely. No, you're making a lot of great points, and they actually resonate with me. I found, so in using this, it actually helped me transform my relationship to my calendar recently because I, on the plus side, so with the number of people that are really dealing with things as it relates to sleep, you know, the number of clients and podcasts and things that are coming our way with Sleep as a Skill has really gone through the roof, which is exciting and great for the conversation of sleep. But for when I look at my calendar in the morning, it would be this moment of, right. And then, so I would do the heart math and I would notice on the call heavy days specifically that it would take me a bit longer. And it's almost like it's some sort of lie detector because it would see yourself because it's this color coded system. And I'm really into the gamification because, you know, I've gone to different say yoga classes and they'll say, oh, focus on your heart or all that. And that for me, it just hasn't landed. But when I visually see it and then I'll see what begin to think about the things on my calendar ahead, it knocks me right on out of that coherence state. So really, really interesting, very cool thing. And it helped to transform that relationship and bring back the power in, put me back in the driver's seat. So I'm very appreciative of that. So what are some of the things that people might also notice as they're beginning this practice? They're starting with just, you know, the basics of 5 minutes a day. Are there other things that people begin to see that might be agreeing with them or not agreeing with them as far as their coherence, like caffeine or certain foods or lack of sleep or certain like key offenders that become really clear that aren't working?
Yes. You become much more sensitized to, you people call it the voice of the heart, your inner knowingness, your inner prompter. And in fact, we have a whole other booklet of, you know, how you stop emotional eating and shift to intuitive eating, where your inner voice and inner connection is intuitively guiding you of what's going to help you and what's not. And you use that with the technology, the inner balance as well, to see if what you're feeling is really being confirmed by the technology that you call the lie detector.
Yes.
When you're in the red, it's a no or stressed and using a technique. And when you're in medium coherence, the light turns or the color turns blue. And when you're in high coherence, it turns green. And I know executives who may use it for decision-making, like, how do I really feel about this person? I've got to hire someone and there's two or three people who are qualified. And one, your heart is saying, yes, that's the green one. And it's not emotion. It's intuitive. It's not just feeling. It's that inner feeling, knowing, and an intuitive sense that you actually build and develop. So yes, you have a stronger conscience when you start to say, oh, I can just stay up another hour in social media at night and keep myself overstimulated and then wonder why I can't fall asleep. or let me just have another cup of coffee and wonder why. You learn things like I learned, I can't have coffee after 5 o'clock at night or sugar after 8 o'clock. That just doesn't work for my system. It will keep me up or I'll fall asleep and wake up 2 hours later. Right, I've learned from my system that around the full moon, I have a harder time sleeping, even if I'm not any stress. It's just, again, everything's energy. Quantum physics has proven this.
Yes.
How energies affect you, how an argument affects you, how relationships affect you, how the news affects you with all the stress waves. All of these you become not a victim of, but you become empowered because you develop that intuitive sensitivity to know what is giving you energy, what's regenerative and what's draining or what's going to end up disrupting your sleep. And, you know, there's never going to be perfect. There's some nights where, especially around the full moon, where I will wake up at 3 a.m. or whatever, having fallen asleep at 11 and wonder why I can't get back to sleep. But I use the technique or I pull out the inner balance and I actually do it for 5 minutes in a genuine way. And then I can slip back into sleep. Or I just use the technique, which one of the techniques is just finding a feeling of gratitude for someone or something in your life and just breathing that and radiating it into all the cells of your body. Well, that's a good thing to do all night long if you can't sleep rather than toss and turn and moan and groan and add more cortisol to your system. So the HeartMath Solution for Better Sleep Guide shares all that with you. Another thing is good to do is use the inner balance 5 minutes or longer if you want, right before you go to sleep, while you're lying in bed, so that right then you're entraining your heart rhythm and your circadian rhythm. Because when we're in that deep, restful sleep, our heart rhythm naturally becomes more coherent. So you're actually doing that before you fall asleep, and it helps entrain you into that deeper sleep. There's lots of tricks of the trade that people have learned and shared with us, and we've learned. And it's in that booklet, HeartMath Solution to Better Sleep, which goes with the inner balance biofeedback.
So great. Yeah. I've actually noticed with different clients that have gotten some of their hormones tested, and we might see that they have particular rise in cortisol maybe midday or later in the day. So we'll help support that by bringing out the heart math or bringing in this concept of coherence at around those times so that they can be mindful of, you know, when they, when their hormones from that rhythm are have that tendency of kind of going off, out of alignment, then they can have a say in how that all goes. So it's really, yeah, very, very cool. And then for people that are using this, I loved what you said of the tricks of the trade. Are there certain things, of course, I'm always curious about the gamification of it. And, are there certain things that you notice for yourself around or any goals or things to strive for as it relates to the coherence numbers, numbering system that they have, or something to be aware of if you have a certain baseline that you tend to hit and then you notice that consistently you're falling outside of that? Or do you just practice just letting it be and not gamify as much as I probably would want to?
No, you can progress. There, it does, every 5 seconds, it updates the color, red, blue, green, and your coherence score. Now, the days you've had a lot of stress, you're going to have to breathe, do heart-focused breathing a little deeper. You have to go a little deeper in your heart to really feel that quality of appreciation or care, or compassion for yourself or love. Any of those heart qualities move the rhythms into more coherence. It's like you're bringing in your spirit. And as you do that, you will see your coherence ratio, your coherence score, how much you've been in the blue, the red, or the green, get higher, more green, more high coherence. So you start to learn what you're doing inside to increase your score. And you can, it tracks your progress. And then after you gain so many points, it actually sends you a trophy. You know, it's gamified in that way, a reward system. So to encourage you to keep practicing. Now, there's always going to be those days where your biorhythms are off anyway, and it'll be a little harder to get as coherent. It's not like you did anything wrong overall, you'll see and feel and notice the progress, or you'll know inside, well, I just can't let go of that frustration I had with my boss, or your calendar to-do list keeps coming right. in, round and round in your head. And no wonder you can't get coherent. You have it. It's a training tool, the inner balances for being present. And as you do the techniques, there's four or five, it helps you actually drop the identity with all that mind looping. One's called the inner ease technique. So you actually start to ease it all out of your system. Another one's called the heart lock-in technique, where you're really locking on to that heart frequency and sending it through all your cells, which helps to quiet the mind and balance the emotions. And then you see it reflected in your coherence score and the inner balance. So number one, it's a self-awareness tool. Number two, it gives you the techniques of what to do. So it's a self-empowerment tool. And when you feel and see it working, you go, wow, that's me doing that. And then that's very motivating to want to keep doing it. The other things you're going to notice, it's the techniques are there to use moment to moment, even without the technology during the day. So when you get that email, you use a stop pause, use a 1 minute quick coherence technique, and your own intelligence, common sense will say, you know, maybe you better wait before you just press send and respond. And you're so glad you did.
Right. Exactly.
So it helps you prevent stress and all the having to pick up the pieces. It helps you recoup faster when you actually did press send and wish you hadn't. You know, right. How do we come back to that center, that poise? How do we stay present? How do we let go of what's not effective? And how do we build more thoughts and feelings and creativity, intuition that is effective? And you prove it out in your own life. And that's what thousands and thousands of people have done. So self-awareness, self-empowerment, self-actualization, and just more joy, happiness, fulfillment, better health. The autonomic nervous system, which this is giving you a picture into, a window into, and helping you regulate, controls 90% of the body's involuntary functions. Immune response. You want to enhance your immune system, this will help. Hormonal response. If you want to have more DHEA, the anti-aging hormone, this will help. If you want to reduce cortisol and improve the DHEA cortisol balance, this will help. If you want to improve digestion, I mean, these are all things the autonomic nervous system regulates. And when it's in balance, you're naturally going to improve the balance of all of those aspects of yourself, including how the heart and brain talk to each other so that you can have bigger picture thinking.
Wow. It's really, really interesting and particularly relevant for what's happening on the planet with COVID and so many people wanting to improve their immune system, wanting to make a difference with that. And of course, as it relates to sleep, all directly relevant. So as people are getting used to this, one thing that I really like about that gamification too, is it can create accountability. So I will have different clients that have struggled, you know, to maintain or get some of these practices going, that with this, they can just send a screenshot of their results and then send it on over. So it acts as kind of that further accountability and getting the habit going. And you can really see the whole story, which is just really, really helpful. So when people are participating in with these HeartMath products, then do you, out of the number of things that you've taken a look at, all this information, have you been able to see certain people be able to quickly get, like, are longtime meditators more apt to be able to get into this faster? Or is it just a totally different conversation of the ability to have a say in our autonomic nervous system? And for those people that maybe have a challenge or challenged by that, how long do they, you know, because I've had clients that they're like, no, I can't do it. I freak out with meditation. I get stressed. It makes me more stressed. So for people that are coming from that place, how long does this take? And is it some innate quality that they're lacking in?
Well, both ends of the spectrum. I was a longtime meditator before I ever began working on this research, the HeartMath research. And as soon as I began to shift deeper into my heart and see the heart rhythm feedback, it took my meditations to a deeper level. So going to the heart, living from the heart, breathing from the heart, coming back to that heart when you get out and overreact, and how to get back quicker, that to me is the game of life, the game of fulfillment. That's what starts a whole different kind of magnetic draw and more synchronicities.
Sure.
A heart connection. So a long-term meditator or just beginner meditator, it's all about how much we live from the heart and connect back in there, and how self-aware we are that we're just running around in the mind, stressed or anxious or depressed. We're just going to be feeding that stress loop and irregularity and dysfunction and disrupt our rhythms. So most people start to see benefit within a couple days, and I'm not exaggerating. Right. We also have a booklet, people can get that at heartmath.com too, called the HeartMath Meditation Assistant. And that has stories from people of every major religion, of different yoga techniques, who are using the inner balance technology as an add-on to help them refine their practice of their particular form of prayer or meditation. It helps everything because you're just getting your heart, brain, body in sync before you meditate, before you do yoga, before you do a creative project. It can't hurt anything. It can only help to get you prepped into that more aligned state. So again, I have many people who told me, I couldn't meditate. It was frustrating. I just sat there. It was painful. Tell me they use the inner balance and our meditation guides on that. And it enabled them immediately to reset the rhythm so they could have a deeper experience and could ease the body. Because coherence, heart rhythm coherence, is a synchronization of the sympathetic and parasympathetic in this beautiful sine wave. It is not just relaxation, the parasympathetic response. That is not a high-performing state. And even for sleeping at night, relaxation exercises are wonderful. But to get the rhythm reset, you need the sympathetic and the parasympathetic to be dancing together. And that's that sine wave. And that's why you do it before sleep, and then it helps you move into sleep. So it's real fascinating research, and probably new to most people listening to this, but they should try it if they're having challenges with stress or with anxiety or with sleep or even other health problems. There's over 20,000 health professionals worldwide using the inner balance or the health professional version called the M-Wave Pro in their practice, and they're doing what you're doing for accountability. They're asking people to get a baseline and then practice and then send them screenshots of their scores as they improve.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And I love what you're saying about the sine waves, because and how you begin to get attuned to them. So again, for people listening, it sort of just looks like this series of, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down, and it can look very smooth, right? Yeah.
And rolling hills.
Yes, these rolling hills. That's a nice way. And I will have a flash. I'm very visual. So I'll have a flash of that when I am getting stressed out. So I'll say, okay, so let's go towards this, even if I'm not using the inner balance at the time.
Right.
So
right.
It's very interesting how it touches on so many levels, both the visual, the interactive with the really real-time feedback, and then the analysis part of it. And I was wondering if you could speak a bit more to the numbers on the HRV readout and how we can make sense of that, and those times when you're hitting these very high numbers and other times, you know, it's markedly lower. What is happening there?
Well, that's very individual. Sometimes you've been in a nice rhythm and all of a sudden you kind of drift. So you're off daydreaming and your coherence goes down, because coherence is a present state. And there's other times when you just have a reaction to something and you see it change. When you go back into your head from your heart breathing and your heart feeling of love or gratitude, it shifts. And sometimes it just shifts because you've moved too much. You have to be not frozen still, but just calm and still. If you start moving around, you'll lose coherence because it activates your sympathetic nervous system. So the two go out of balance. And you learn all that. You learn what's happening. Other times you might have I occasionally have what's called a preventricular contraction. I was born with it. Knew about it as a child. It's an extra heartbeat. It's going to screw up my score when I have that.
Oh, interesting.
You're not looking for the one-time thing. You're looking for your overall allness. And there's four challenge levels of coherence. So you start off at challenge level one. It's the easiest to get that, to get in the green. Then once you're in the green 90% at challenge level one, go to challenge level two in settings. That is a little harder. You have to be a little more present in the heart, a little more focused. And then there's challenge level three and challenge level four. And so you play, and some days three is, if you've been practiced for years, three and four are easy. Other days are impossible. So you go back to the challenge level one. Your body is always adjusting to the times, whether it's the weather, whether it's maybe an illness that's coming on or you're getting over, whether you just had a stress wave, something just really got you upset. And you're going to have, your heart rhythm is so sensitive to all of that. So the fact that you can bring it back into harmony real quick with these techniques is amazing. And you can learn to do that without the technology as you build that habit. It's a new neural habit.
Right.
And the fact that you're able to know what's going on and have that enlightenment, that awareness, and go, okay, how do I get back to my heart and get back into that rhythm? And that affects everything: health, relationships, communication, reactivity, sports. People use it to get in the zone for athletic performance. I mean, it's a global impact because the autonomic nervous system is the primary driver of health and well-being.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as far as the range for I like what you said about HRV being really a personal number, and it's very variable, obviously, even in the title. Is there any sort of thing that we should notice about, say, if it's one of the sessions we're getting in over the hundreds, and then in other sessions we're way down low in whatever, the 40s or something? Is there any information you take out of that, or just let it be? You don't pay too much about it?
You have to ask your own heart, what's the difference? What did I do differently?
Hmm.
You know, it's not an external thing. It's something in you. And usually when it's that much of a gap, if you really become self-aware, you go, wow, today I was worried about my to-do list, so no wonder it's in 40. And yesterday I was enjoying, you know, my memories and time I had with a loved one. No wonder it was at 100. It's very personal. That's the key to this, is that it becomes your own personal heart buddy in that way. And you learn more about yourself. But yes, you don't worry about any of it. There's no right or wrong. It's all about learning what's going on inside you. And this is a mirror and reflection of that. And, you know, if you don't want to watch the screen, there's audio tones. There's a different tone for when you're in blue and a different tone when you're in green. And sometimes that's very helpful at night if you want to use this, which we recommend before sleep for 5 minutes or longer. They're nice, pleasant tones, and you can just hear the tone, and that can help entrain you to that coherence level.
Oh, yeah. No, those are great points. And also to that knowing of ourselves, I've had certain clients that have difficulty, particularly with sleep, in certain, so for women in particular, of if they're still menstruating, then in say like the luteal phase, then we might double up a bit more on some of the time that they're spending on something like heart math to help support that variability, and can make a big, big difference. So now, number one, I so appreciate all this information that you're sharing with us, because I know you've been immersed in this world for so long and just have so much wisdom to impart. So how can people learn more about you? So they're curious about this product and the vagal tone aspect of it, the trying it out for around 5 minutes a day and being able to notice those differences in their stress levels rather quickly, and particularly on the topic of sleep. you know, to be able to make an impact around that, make it part of their either morning or nightly routines or both, how can they learn more about HeartMath and what would you suggest?
Well, I suggest you go to heartmath.com and click on technology, our tech, and it'll explain how it works. If you want to learn more about the research, you can click on research. If you want to get the Better Sleep booklet, just scroll, you know, just put in search Better Sleep, and that'll pop up, and you can get that, which has the techniques as well as how to use it with the technology. And of course, you can get the Inner Balance. It's there, it tells you all about it, and you can order that. So HeartMath.com has all of that on it. Just spend a little time there. We actually also have a health professional page. You can see how health professionals might look at this. And we work with hospitals all over, especially Northern California. There's over 130 chief nurses at the Kaiser Northern California hospitals who all went through 4-day immersion HeartMath certification. They're all certified trainers, and they train and teach these techniques, tools, and technology to all the other nurses and staff at the hospitals. And right now with COVID Indy hospitals, Ascension hospitals, they're saying this has just been a lifesaver for them because they have to reset their rhythms, reboot, release stress as they go. Otherwise, it really accumulates. So if they can use it and learn it quickly then and teach others, then there's lots of opportunity for people. Just spend some time on the website and get that Better Sleep book if you'd like. And certainly try out the, get the Inner Balance Sensor if you can.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really, really appreciate it. This is a lot of great information.
Well, thank you for inviting me. And I just know I have tremendous compassion for what people are going through today. And have compassion for yourself too, because we're all in this together.
And absolutely.
The fact there's our tools, science-based tools, that's my passion, is to share that with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You've been listening to the Sleep is a Skill podcast, the number one podcast for people who want to take their sleep skills to the next level. Every Monday, I send out something that I call Molly's Monday Obsessions, containing everything that I'm obsessing over in the world of sleep. Head on over to sleepisaskill.com to sign up.